201.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio. A 15-year-old girl in Kaperimponji has been duped after an unknown person steals 700 kwacha cash from her. Immigration Department apprehends 17 foreign illegal gold miners in Shingola. In African news, Ramaphosa opposes Trump's 30% tariff on South Africa. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A 15-year-old girl in Kaperimponji has been duped as an unknown person steals 700 kwacha cash and other groceries from her. The girl had been earlier sent by her guardians to buy groceries. This happened yesterday afternoon within the CBD. After the theft incident, the girl was in a state of shock as she even feared returning home. She narrates to a Kumbon Radio News crew what transpired. The Department of Immigration has apprehended 17 foreign nationals for engaging in illegal gold mining activities. Immigration Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namate Shinka says the group comprising 16 Tanzanians and one Malawian national was intercepted at a security checkpoint in Chingola while aboard an LG bus en route from Nakonde to Solwezi. Mr. Shinka says the preliminary investigations revealed that the group was headed to Mufumba district to engage in illegal gold mining activities. He says that two metal detecting machines were found in their possession and have since been confiscated. He reveals that the individuals had entered Zambia as ordinary visitors and are currently detained pending further immigration processes.
On 5th July 2025, the Chingola Immigration Office apprehended 17 foreign nationals for abrogating the terms of their permission to stay in the country. The group comprising 6 Tanzanians and 1 Malawian national was intercepted at a security checkpoint in Chingola while aboard an LG bus en route from Nakonde to Solwezi. Preliminary investigations revealed that the group was headed to Mufumba district to engage in illegal gold mining activities. Two metal detecting machines were found in their possession and have since been confiscated. The individuals that entered Zambia as ordinary visitors and are currently detained pending further immigration processes.
Kamwala Ward Councillor Mainda Simata this morning flagged off a major road rehabilitation works on the near impassable rail side road in Kamwala's bustling central business district. This is the road that has never seen a single truck of gravel, let alone maintenance works from Lusaka City Council since 2000. Despite Kamwala's CBD being a hub and major distribution center for the wholesale and retail trade of fast-moving consumer goods, the area has been constantly bedeviled by a horrific state of roads that often lead to pure traffic chaos, congestion and commotion, especially during the rainy season. This is in response to the above challenges that Councillor Simata has kick-started major rehabilitation works on the rail side road, which he says is the worst of all roads, and its rehabilitation will go a long way in bringing sanity to the area. Councillor Simata adds that he is forced to resort to the next best available option, a standard gravel road, like is being done elsewhere, rather than face another rainy season with the same road. Mufurila's chief fire officer, Kosa Mufupa, has sounded alarm over fire safety. He urges residents to prioritize a proper housekeeping and be cautious with electrical appliances, especially during load shedding periods when electrical overloads can spark fires. Mr. Fupa advises against leaving phones charging unattended and recommends removing devices from chargers once they are fully charged to prevent overheating. He also warns against using phone battery boosters, citing safety concerns. Kalulushi Mayor Dauti Simama had disclosed ongoing challenges in resolving land disputes within the council's jurisdiction. Speaking when Lands and Natural Resources Minister Sylvia Masebo visited the district, Mr. Simama says despite tensions, the council has managed to avoid arrests, with community members are taking matters into their own hands by informally allocating land. He adds that the council has been assigned to explore compulsory land acquisition, but progress is hindering due to pending court cases, hence plans to submit another letter to the town clerk's office to expedite the matter.
Performed well in the sense that the assignments that you had left, none has materialized. And as I'm speaking to you, the land matters have are tense now, such that the last week we are fighting battles with the landowners together with the assistance of the police. But thank God, no arrests were made because the people have decided to take their law in their own hands by just sharing with the these pieces of land. But as council, we are engaging them that our able minister has given us assignments such that once I get you to Lusaka, I'll present them and give an answer. Now today you are here, maybe you might give an update. Because one of the assignments that you had given us was to see if we can get these lands under compulsory acquisition.
Meanwhile, Ms. Masebo has emphasized the need to improve land management and reduce disputed titles. She reveals that her ministry is reviewing the Lands Act of 1995 to align it with the National Lands Policy of 2021. Ms. Masebo has highlighted that land disputes are contributing to congestion in the courts, resulting in delayed resolution of cases.